Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7 as Mountain Home is able to come from behind and get the victory in overtime and defeat Jonesboro by a score of 41-40. First, I'll give you our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game, and that's going to be Kay Gilbert. She's the one that really led the charge for Mountain Home in regulation to force this game into overtime. Ended up with 14 points tonight, including a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line. She was one of two players in double figures for Mountain Home. Aston Yates ended up with 11 tonight. Also, 7 points for Leah Jackson, 4 for Emma Martin, and her last 2 points were absolutely critical. She sank both of her free throws to put the game in overtime, to put the game out of reach. There in the last, with about 12 and a half seconds left of the game. 3 points for Anna Grace Foreman and 2 for Emily Payne. Jonesboro had 2 players in double figures as well. Destiny Salary ended up leading the way with 19 points before she fouled out, and 15 on the night for Ariana Hardaway, and then 6 points for Kiana Hardaway. Though Jonesboro only had 3 players in the scoring column tonight. And Jonesboro ended up with 12 turnovers tonight. Mountain Home had 9. This game had 9 lead changes and 1 tie. That one tie was the one that forced overtime, 35-35. And then the 9th lead change was what Mountain Home put Mountain Home on top in overtime for good. And so with the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve I believe it was 17-4 on the season. Let me just pull my conference standings up here real quickly. And they're going to be 6-2 in the 5A East. Yes, 17-4 overall from Mountain Home, 6-2 in the 6A East. And Jonesboro's going to drop to 11-9 on the season and 5-3 in the league. So again, Mountain Home gets the victory, the 1-point overtime victory, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show. But we got more on the way. Hopefully we can have just as an exciting game than this boys matchup, and we'll have that for you in about 3.5 minutes from now. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeats Jonesboro in overtime, 41-40. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.